Hi, Anne.
Hi,
How are
I'm
you?
good. Thanks for picking the book.
Oh, we're very excited, and we'd like to remind listeners if they want to come in on our conversation, they're certainly welcome to do that at 591-7200. Anne is the author of several books. The most recent, correct? Bel Canto is the most
Correct.
recent one. Did the idea for this come from the actual events that happened
In
down in
Peru?
Peru several years ago?
It did. I was really struck when I was reading about that in the news late 95 and early 96. It was such an interesting story because it was at once very threatening and seemingly not threatening at all.
For those of our listeners who are unaware of this event in Peru, you want to capitalize that?
Sure. It was the takeover of the Japanese embassy in Lima by a group called Tupac Amaru, and they went in and took an entire party hostage.
And they did it at the same time as in this book that a party was taking place.
Right.
Right.
My book is about 98% fiction, but the 2% that's really interesting is based on fact.
Did you do any research? I was just struck, as I'm sure all readers were, by the changing and evolving relationship between the hostages and their captors, by the terrorists who took it over, and how the lines between them and us blurred over time. Did you do a lot of research about Stockholm Syndrome or any of that?
I did. I read a lot about the Stockholm Syndrome. Actually, I kind of feel like Bel Canto is not the Stockholm Syndrome because I think the Stockholm Syndrome, as I understand it, is when people fall into a false alliance based on fear and confusion. Whereas I think in this book, these people really genuinely did come to love one another.
You mean you're saying there was the absence of fear? Slowly, slowly, it became clear to them that they felt they weren't going to be shot, and we're all in this together, as
Right.
opposed to subservience to the people with the guns.
Right.
I have a pragmatic question, Anne, and that is, in the course of writing novels, very frequently people say, "Oh, that'll be a great movie. That'll be a great movie." You have written a novel where no one speaks the same language, basically. The only commonality is opera, which doesn't tend to be, other than Amadeus, I don't think I've ever heard, there aren't too many movies about that. But how would the was that was your story one that's wherein you said, "Well, this is so never going to be a movie." Because, and I know you're about to tell me it was just optioned by Steven Spielberg, but every time I read your book, which was in my, as I read through it, my language, it was so evident that the hard reality of the book was almost something you couldn't write about, which was the lack of obvious communication while communicating.
Right. I think this book would make a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And I never envisioned it being a movie.
Oh my God, and I want it
That
to
said,
be a movie. That said, I want it to be a movie, yes.
I had so many offers to make it into a movie that I turned down, and I finally accepted one. It has been optioned by a woman named Caroline Barron, who was the producer of Monsoon Wedding.
Oh, wow.
And I only did it because I think that she really wants to do it in seven languages, and she wants to have a real
Subtitles?
opera star at the center of it. And
Oh, how glorious! Who?
who?
Yeah.
Renee
Renee
Fleming,
Fleming. Wow.
my hero
She
and
is sort
idol.
of Renee Fleming-ish, isn't she?
That's what
Yeah.
I hear, and everybody thinks that the book is really about Renee. And now, and I didn't know Renee until after the book came out because 30 people sent her a copy of the book and said, "Look, somebody wrote a book about you." And we've since become really good friends. And what's so strange is it really is completely Renee now that I know her.
Even though
But
you didn't know her, you wrote about her.
I did.
How
I
fascinating.
channeled Renee.
Are you committed to, I mean, are you an opera person before this book came out? Is this a piece of your life?
No, I knew nothing about opera. I knew nothing about music. I grew up in the most musically deprived environment and probably owned 10 CDs in my life before I started writing Bel Canto. And I did a lot of research. I threw myself into it, and now I am an opera fanatic.
Wow.
I
Like
just
you're Mr. Hosokawa.
absolutely.
Can we have a question from one of our listeners? This is Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Anne. First of all, I have to say, we've chose your book several months ago for our neighborhood book club, and we all just loved it.
Great.
And I just was really interested in your focus on language and communication in the book, and knowing that we live in a world that's not great at that sometimes, I wanted to know what caused you to focus so much on that.
I think that a lot of people write from their own experience, and I write a lot about the things that I wish I could do. I create the people that I wish that I was. So in the same way I didn't have any background with music, I have no background with language, and it's one of my great shames in life.
You speak no foreign language?
No. I mean, I can speak hotel and restaurant French, hotel and restaurant Italian. I can get a room and a pizza, and that's in several languages. That's really it. And so my idea of a superhero, my idea of Spider-Man would be someone who could just speak every language. If I could have anything, that's what I would want for myself.
So. Don't tell me they're going to make George Clooney be Jen. I will have to kill myself.
Well, actually, I had a conversation once with a producer who said, yes, we can put the real opera singer in the main role, but then we're going to need Tom Cruise to be the translator.
There you go.
At which point I hung up.
Did you have anything to say about that?
Well, I have everything to say about it because
you
these
do?
Were all conversations before I sold the option.
So you have some creative control.
I do. I will be the executive producer on this film.